Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Monday Mastery, 5 minutes designed to kickstart your week the right way. And guys, we're going to kick off this week with episode number 30. And the title is, My Clients Just Don't Get It. I'm sure you've said that many times yourself, but I just want to share some things with you to really give you something to think about this week. And before I do, I just want to say a thank you. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who messages me on Instagram, who shares the podcast on Instagram and Insta stories, and provides insight to other people into what you're learning on a day-to-day basis from the podcast that I share. It gives me immense pleasure to know that I am in some way helping you grow your brand, your business, achieve better results, and fulfill the reason why you're in the fitness industry. So thank you, guys. Please continue to share everything, write reviews on the podcast. It's really, really so kind of you. So thank you. Now, let me get into this podcast today because, as always with Monday Mastery, we don't have a lot of time. Your client's not getting it. You end up frustrated on a week-to-week, day-to-day basis because you just seem to be training people and they're just not getting the idea of fitness. They're not getting the idea of health. And the problem here is, as a coach, I'm going to question your ability to actually teach people, empower people, get people to understand the urgency potentially of health and exercise. Have you ever considered linking the very reason that they get up every morning to exercise, to losing body fat, to improving their health? You see, each and every one of us has different motivators in life. Yours may be training, it may be bodybuilding, it may simply just be adding muscle. Your goals in life may be education, maybe family time. You see, values in life are the things that are inspiring to us. And I'll be honest to you, for most people that are out of shape, overweight, unhealthy, inspiring and motivating to them is not health. You know, I'll go to Whole Foods or I'll go to a supplement store and I'm very interested in products and supplements and nutrition and feeling well and sleeping great. It inspires me, it motivates me. It's a big part of my life, and going to the gym inspires me, motivates me, and just really gets me pumped for life and feeling great and being in great shape. And the problem is, for many of you, is you assume a lot of people are coming to the gym because they want what you want. And they're there because they want a piece of what you want, but it's far from it. They think that to lose weight, what you do is potentially what they want to do, should do. It frightens them, it scares them. They assume, because of what they've seen, that 6-7 days a week in the gym is exactly what they need. They associate pain and frustration, and they kind of think that they need to do the intensity that you do. And what they've not really thought about is linking the very reason why they've actually come to the gym. I mean, most people have got to the point where they're really unhappy with their body, but they've not linked their body shape to the longevity of the relationship with their children. They've not linked the emotional connection with feeling great on holiday, the emotional connection to clothes, health. Most people aren't aware that their sleep patterns can improve. Most people are not aware that their digestion can improve. They're not aware of what it feels like at the other end of success. So your job as a fitness professional is to teach people, is to help them to move health, exercise, fitness, fat loss, weight loss up the priority chain of their life. Not to the point where it is, for me and you, the number one priority, but you need to be able to help them relate the reason they're coming to the gym, the reason they're doing exercise, to the things that motivate them and inspire them in their life. There are so many benefits in life to feeling great, losing body fat, sleeping well, just being happy in general. And a lot of these things are taken away from most people because they're out of shape. And our jobs as fitness professionals, when we think our clients don't get it, is to help them get it. And the only way our clients are going to get it is if you spend every single day trying to understand their motivations in life, and finding a way in that you can link what they're doing on a day-to-day basis to improving the quality of their life, improving the things that's so important to them. And we've got to listen. And this is why getting to know your clients is so, so important. So guys, do me a favor this week. Don't just say my clients don't get it and give up on them. Get to know them better. Find out what their life motivators are. Find out what their goals in life are all about, what their values are, what excites them and inspires them. And then bring back the concept of exercising into that context so they can see a link. And when you can bring that link together, trust me, they might not be able to get exercise like we get it to be something that they love, but they'll be able to link it to something that's very important to them, and it will become part of their life and less of a chore, because this is a necessity to enjoying everything else that inspires and excites them in life. Guys, I do hope you found today's podcast helpful. As always, please drop me a note on Instagram, MarkColesM10. Come and follow me if you're not following me and you've just come across the podcast. And as always, guys, have a great week. Keep doing a great job. We are here to help and inspire people, and we have a privilege in doing that. Guys, have a fantastic week. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.